Good morning. It is time for our weekly market update with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we talk markets here this morning. Let's jump right into it. And the soybeans here over the last couple of weeks kind of taking it on the chin, haven't they?
They sure have. It hasn't been a fun time in the soybean market, that's for sure. And, you know, for farmers that watch the dead cat bounce, we got all of the criteria necessary to complete the dead cat bounce, but we certainly didn't go as high as most people expected, and it didn't last as long as most people expected. So we kind of have to look at it and say, well, this is a year when, yes, we got a dead cat bounce, but it didn't do farmers a lot of good in most cases because they had their expectations higher than what we got.
Now, you and I were talking before we went on the air. You said the last time this happened was what, early 80s?
1980 is the, you know, just thinking back through my memory file, I haven't gone back and looked at the charts to see exactly, but I remember that in 1980 there was a market very similar to what we have now, and we actually back then the trading limits were, I think, 30 cents a bushel on beans, and we had 4 or 5 days where we were limit down. So it's, I guess, kind of similar in a lot of ways to that market in that year.
So we qualified the dead cat bounce. However, there were only, you know, there weren't very many days to actually pull the trigger on it. What's kind of the thing to watch after the dead cat bounce? Are we still kind of using the drop dead day to the end of the year?
I think so. You know, it's, we still got beans over $13 or between $13 and $14, and that, you know, if you look back to the early summer, that was a pretty good price back then. And so, you know, you have to look at this and say, well, do I want to cash in some of these beans now, or am I going to wait and hope that we get a little bit more of a rebound? And, you know, the market overnight last night, it doesn't look like the rebound is in the cards for today anyway, so... You know, you just need to look at how many beans you've got in inventory and what it does to your cash flow, and say, well, you know, I'm done gambling on this thing, and go ahead and cash them in, or you're probably looking at waiting a little bit longer, and the cards say that. We've still got a premium on beans for immediate delivery for delivery this week. We still got a really good basis of 33 under the nearby futures. We've still got a negative carry between now and December and between now and January. So the market is really telling you to sell the beans, but... Boy, it's hard to do when we have a market like we've had this last week.
Yeah, have you been able to kind of surmise what has led to this? Are the expectations out of South America that great?
Well, the South American situation, of course, is crucial in determining the price of beans. I think that the two factors that... we need to be aware of. One of them is this is still a reaction to that crop report last week that everybody was assuming was going to be negative, and this time it really turned out that it was negative. And then we've also got the fact that we've got a lot of long speculators that are, I guess I'd say, panicking and getting ready to get out of their long positions, and the faster they go down, the more of them there are that try to get out, and it kind of feeds on itself.
And we were saying there wasn't a whole lot of good news really in any other commodities. Corn's been down, not as hard as beans, though, has it?
No, the corn market is, you know, I'm sitting here looking at the bid sheet for Midwest Co-op. The corn market is still a 10-cent basis, which is... outstanding for this time of year here in eastern Nebraska, and we do have a little bit of carry in the corn market. If you go out to February, why, there's a 4-cent premium, so that's actually a negative indicator in most cases, but it can be used to increase your bottom line a little bit. If you got some corn to sell and it's in the bin and there's no hurry on it, why, there's a 4 cent premium for waiting into January.
All right, as we kind of wrap up here this morning, any final thoughts? What should we be watching here, you know, as we get through Thanksgiving into December?
Well, the old story, when you're on the downside of a bull market like this, and that is look for any kind of a retracement to make some sales. We did have a little bit of a retracement on Thursday of this week, and beans were up 11 cents, and I was kind of optimistic that maybe we'd get to that 50% retracement, but it was more like 15 cents instead of 50 cents. So, you know, I would hope that it's still out there, but no guarantees. And, you know, if back in the early summer I forward contracted some beans for $13 a bushel, they're still over that. So if that $13 level works for your cash flow, maybe it's time to not hold into the winter anymore.
For folks that would like more information from you, Roy, how can they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
I appreciate the information, sir, and we'll talk to you again next week, okay?
I'll look forward to it.
That's Soy Roy, Roy Smith, from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets here on KTIC.